As we continue our worship, I invite you to rise for the prayers of the church. And a couple of prayers, one very important one I should have shared at the beginning of service. Brian and Callie Santora are on their way to Bend to be there for the birth of their adopted son. So we want to pray for them, uplift them this morning. They left at about 8 o'clock this morning, and we got a picture. They are traveling through snow through the mountains to get there. Let's bow our heads and uplift our voices in prayer. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder that we are your children. Help us to see one another as children. Love one another as children. Respect one another as children. And therefore, not glorify ourselves, but glorify you and the identity that you have given to us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the physical gift of children, with the blessing of this baby that is coming as we speak this prayer right now. Bless Brian and Callie on their travels, and Kylie, the birth mother, and we pray for a safe delivery and pray also that the process would go as planned. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the encouragement to seek out partners in the gospel. We thank you for the opportunity of Feed My Starving Children and the impact it makes here in this community, but also worldwide. We thank you for the partnership with other churches and other Christians. May it not be about one church or one person or one group, but about glorifying you and bringing goodness into this world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to serve our community through the Ladies Guild Bazaar this next weekend. We thank you for all the gifts that have been made, but we also ask you to bless the hands that have made those gifts. We thank you for the dedication that and the commitment that has gone into this event, and pray for safety, for joy, and for goodness to come through those gifts that are purchased for these significant ministries in our community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also uplift individuals that are hurting. Especially this morning, we uplift the Grassel family as they mourn the loss of Matt's father, Ed. Also for Adeline, with her treatment and the plans for those treatments in the weeks ahead. For Florence and her health and the days that she has here, bless that family. For Kai and the transition and the time that he's going through right now, Lord, we place him into your hands. And we ask that you care for him and keep him safe, and the minor family. And we also give thanksgiving for Emily and Andrew in the gift of holy matrimony as took place yesterday. We thank you for the Schwartz family and pray that they are knit together closer through this event. Lord, also those recovering in our congregation, Jean, Dylan, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, Don, Monique, Raleigh, Peggy, Alicia and Zeb, Roy and Tiffany, and for Marjorie. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we uplift all these concerns and place them into your hands. We're thankful that you hear our prayers. And that in your good timing, you do answer them. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son. Amen.